Welcome back to another session of Down and Dirty's Naughty Tales from our crew at AdamandEve.com. We hope you got a thrill off last week's story, and you took advantage of the Adam and Eve promo code we gave you. If you missed out, no trippin', it's still available for a short time only. So you better act quick and use the promo code DIRTY50 to get half off a whole bunch of sexy shit over at AdamandEve.com. What kind of kinky shit have you been up to this week? I bet it's nowhere near as fucking amazing as the story you're about to hear. I've already given it a listen, and I know I'll be wanting more. These bitches and hoes seem to get it in all the right places. So sit back, light one up, grab a drink or two, and get ready to hear this week's wild fuckfest.
As I started to regain consciousness, all I could hear were footsteps coming from the floor above me. I couldn't see, I couldn't move, and I couldn't make any noises besides muffled moans. I realized all I could feel around me was air and the tight rope wrapped around my wrists and ankles behind my back, and I was face down. They had hogtied me. I started to pant as a rush flooded my body. What was going to happen to me? For what seemed like hours, but it could have been minutes, I hung there waiting for something, anything to happen. I was cold, hanging naked, a small breeze chilling my body. Goosebumps crawled across my skin, my nipples erect. Finally, I hear a loud bang from upstairs. Someone had unbolted the door and was coming down. As each step was taken down the stairs, thoughts raced through my head of what was to be. When the last step came to a stop, there was a pause of silence. All of a sudden, I could feel a light touch down the center of my back. I squirmed in panic, desperate to see what was going on around me, but nothing I did made the stranger remove my blindfold. I hear steps across a carpet toward the back of me. Then silence again. A noise came from where the stranger was, then steps on the carpet towards me again. I feel something cold and hard slide from my neck down my back, then over my ass between my legs, rubbing ever so lightly between my pussy lips. I felt a gush and squirmed a bit. The stranger softly shoved the tip of an object in my pussy, and it slid in gracefully. I hadn't realized I was aroused. He shoved it in inch by inch, very slowly, almost teasing me. Once most of the object was inserted, he shoved the last part in hard and fast, causing me to make a loud moan. The stranger then removed the object, and I heard footsteps on the carpet again. The stranger stopped in front of me. Then my blindfold was removed. I looked up at the stranger, my eyes blurry and adjusting to the bright light. It was a man. He was fit and well over 6 feet tall. He just looked down at me. I saw the object in his hand. It was a light green dildo. He took the dildo, examined it, and said, "Getting nice and wet, I see. Good, because you're gonna need it." I looked around the room I was in. It was a very large finished basement. Soft baby yellow walls, and on every wall was a white door. Behind me stood a large cabinet with all different kinds of equipment for adult fun. The man was there grabbing something black. He brought it towards me, and he stood in front of me and removed my gag. I took a few deep breaths of fresh air, and he fastened a new type of gag. It was a black leather strap with a silver ring that kept my mouth open. Suddenly, I hear footsteps come down the stairs again. Who else could be here? Who were these people I was prisoner to? At the bottom of the stairs, I see a beautiful, tall, slender, naked woman with the nicest chocolate brown hair. I stare in awe at this woman, inspecting her body. She had light tan skin, softer than a baby. Perfect size 36D breasts and a clean-shaved pussy. She walked towards me and the man and said, "Is she ready?" The man said, "Yes, let's get started, shall we?" The woman nodded. It then hit me of what was going to happen. The man said to me, "There are rules, do you understand?" He waited for an answer. I nodded because I didn't know what else to do. He continued, "We now own you. You must do whatever we tell you. You are not to speak unless we give you permission, and you must address us as master. Is that clear?" I nodded again. Next, the woman spoke. "You are our little slut, and it's time to have some fun." The man walked in front of me, stroking his cock, and I could see it harden. He put his cock in my forced open mouth and started thrusting into my face. The woman walked behind me and she strapped a huge cock to herself and walked between my legs, inserting this huge toy inside my pussy. She said to me, "You're not allowed to come unless we tell you. If you disobey, you will be punished. I started to lose focus as both of them thrust it into me. When the man stopped and said, "Look how much this dirty slut enjoys this, ha ha ha." The woman stopped and said, "Can we take her to room number 3, please?" The man nodded grimly. What was room 3? What are they going to do to me? They lowered the hog tie I was in, and with my face pressed into the carpet, they attached a black leather collar around my neck and locked it in place. Next, they attached a matching leash and untied the rope that bound me. The man dragged me by the leash and opened the door to room 3. There was a large black table in the middle of the room with restraints in all corners, and one about a foot down from the top. As he dragged me towards the table and picked me up by the collar, I tried squirming as fear started to creep up. The woman grabbed my arm, and the man grabbed my legs, and they fastened their restraints and fastened the one around my neck. I was spread on the table, feeling humiliated and whimpering. At first, they just teased me by running feathers over my body, over my nipples, around my neck, between my legs, everywhere. I was getting so wet as the suspense filled my body. The woman took her long, slender finger and teased my pussy lips, rubbing them so softly. Then she slid her fingertip in and got it nice and wet with my pussy juice. She wiggled her finger inside me, which made me gush. Oh, I was getting so aroused. She slowly slid her finger out and tasted my juice. The man brought his hands around and slapped my tits. I watched as they bounced back and moaned at the lingering sting. Next, he pinched my nipples. They hardened instantly. Then he put his mouth around my left nipple and started sucking and nibbling on it. Then he did the same on the right one. My nipples were so sensitive to the touch, but I didn't want him to stop. My goddess master started to lick my pussy, slow and seductive. I moaned in great pleasure, but she stopped, looked at me, and snapped. "Don't you come, you fucking slut." I didn't want to. I just wanted to please my new masters. The man walked to the cabinet and grabbed something that looked like a chain. As he walked closer, I saw that it was a pair of nipple clamps. Oh, I felt a thrill through my body, so excited for the treatment that awaited me. First, he placed a clamp on my right nipple. The pain was hard but light enough to cause pleasure through my body. Now he placed the other clamp on my left nipple. I let out a loud moan as I thrusted my hips forward. The man made his way between my legs. He took his massive cock and teased my pussy with it, but he made sure not to insert it into me just yet. He teased my clit, and I pleasured my mistress, the three of us in complete ecstasy. The man caught me off guard and thrusted his monster cock into my dripping pussy so hard and fast. I shot up and moaned and squirmed in erotic pleasure. Oh, he continually thrusted me harder and faster every time. I could feel an orgasm coming. I tried to fight it because I didn't have permission to come. And just as I thought I was going to fail my masters, he stopped. I was relieved because I didn't want to disappoint them. My mistress got up and they united my restraints, and flipping me onto my stomach, they fastened the restraints around my ankles again. Then they bent me over, making sure my ass was propped up high in the air, then fastened my wrists down, both my pussy and my asshole on display for my masters. My mistress walks up behind me and starts to caress my ass. As she makes her way down, her fingers slid into my drenched pussy. Just to tease me. She runs to the cabinet and grabs a few various items. A familiar feeling on my clit had me in ecstasy instantly. My mistress was using the bunny ears again. I loved it. I wanted to come for my mistress now. I begged her if I could get permission to come. She said to me, "So my dirty cunt of a slut wants to come for her master?" She grinned and she demanded that I come for her immediately. Continuing to tease my clit with that bunny ears, she licks my pussy and that sent me through the roof. Oh, I came like I've never came before. My body was trembling in excitement. Oh, God. She told me how much of a good slut I was, and I felt proud to please her.
Now that was something I'll be thinking about all night long. Did it get you as throbbing as it got me? Fuck, I'm gonna need a moment to collect myself. Alright, I'm back with you bitches. So what did you think about this week's story? Don't forget to leave us some feedback so we've got a clue what y'all are loving and what y'all are hating. This week's Adam and Eve promo code is DIRTY50. They give you 50% off almost any fucking item. Free shipping, free porn DVDs, and a mystery gift. What's wrong with those bitches? They are giving the store away. Make sure you get yourself some sweet shit and give us a holla in the feedback, letting us know what you got over at adamandeve.com. See you next week, my bitches and hoes.